Vayter in Shas. We're in Chulin Daf Pei and picking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Let's look at the Mishnah. Shachar v'lekisa. Someone did shechita and didn't do kisa adam. V'roacher. Someone else sees that. Chayv lechassos. He has to cover it over. Kisal in this guy. Let's say someone covered it and then it got uncovered. Pater him lechassos. If the wind blew it off, you're not chayv to go in to cover it again. You did it. You're done. You're good. Kisal ruach. But if the wind is the thing actually covered up, then chayv lechassos. Then you're chayv to go in to cover it because it can't be coming from the wind. It's got to be coming from a person. Zok the hilugi gemar. Tana rabbanon. V'shafach v'chisa. The pasuk says that you spill the blood and cover it over. Misha shafach chichase. Shach v'lokis. If you didn't put that thing, v'rachem minayin lechesh chayv lechassos. Shenamar pasuk says va'omer lo b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says parshas chisodam. So it includes it. Asar lo b'nei Yisrael. Lechol b'nei Yisrael. It's including everyone b'nei Yisrael. Tanya yidach and Rabbi says us v'shafach v'chisa. When the Torah says you should spill the blood and cover it. With that which then you go and you cover with it. I mean to say, what do you use? Use your hand. Rashi says biyado shali chasena beregel. You don't do it with your foot. Rashi says garcina. Okay, shalo yeh mitzvos bezuyos salav. Shouldn't be that the mitzvos are something which are gross to you or disgusting. Tanya dach another verse says. V'shafach v'chisa, when it says Misha shafach hu yichasen, and when it does it, he has to go and cover it. Ma'is ha'bechot sh'shachot, there's a start at damn about somebody shechted, and he didn't go ahead, he didn't shechted. V'kana b'chavir, because his friend jumped in, and his friend ended up covering the dam. V'chiv Rabbi Gamliel, yitim la'asar zufim, and Rabbi Gamliel is mechayev that friend to now pay 10 golden coins. Rashi explained, you took away this person's opportunity for doing a mitzvah. What do you think? You just take that away and give it not for nothing? And the Gemara is going to go to explain whether this compensation for the mitzvah of covering the dam or for the bracha that the one who covers says. This is all Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, brought to you by Rashi. Yibaylo, schar mitzvah, schar bracha. Which one is it? What is he paying him for? L'may nafkamin, who cares? Birchas hamazon. The difference is, when it comes to birchas hamazon, Rashi says, dalid brachos, hein, v'ika arba'im zuhuvim. There's four brachos, and therefore there's 40 zuhuvim. V'basar mitzvah zlinan, chulu chada mitzvah. It's going according to the mitzvahs, and there's only one mitzvah being done. Right? So you've got a whole group of people that were eating together, one would say bracha, you say birchas hamazon aloud. If one of the people there has the right to do birchas hamazon, no one jumped in and started doing it, then you have to pay the original one. So it's either paying him 40 golden coins, you're paying him 10. If you want to say that is 10, din is a schar mitzvah, so achasi, it's one mitzvah, and if you have to pay one, v'yamayt schar bracha, if it's schar bracha, then have yonar b'ayim, then you have to pay him 40. Tashma, let's take a look. The Amar Leah, who tzduki l'rebi, once upon a time there was a tzduki who came to a rebi, a min, misha yatzar, harim lo bara ruach, the one who created mountains did not create wind. Misha baruch lo yatzar harim, the flip as well. The chsev kihine yotzer harim ubore ruach. It says, the one who fashions mountains and creates winds. It seems that there's something that is a yotzer and something which is a bore. Amar Leah said back, shoite shfil l'seifi dekra, you fool. Let's go to the end of the pasuk, to the same pasuk. Hashem Tzavakar Shemo. His name is Hashem. Hashem says, Amal Chadahu Debar Inu. It's one that created both. Amar Lei. So the Tzduki said, give me some time. And the Kotli Zimna Tlasayami. Give me 3 days. Hashem says, Tan Lizman. And O Madrina, Mahadrina Lachtiuf. I'm going to be able to respond back to you. Yosef Rabbi Tlas Tanisa. Rabbi spent those 3 days fasting. The Rishonim say that he was worried about something. Since Rabbi was a Nasi and a lot of people are going to be there during this debate, if he didn't win and be straight up win and clear, then maybe it's going to be Chilul Hashem. Therefore, he fasted and davened that he wouldn't mess up. Ki havaka ba'im ivra. When he wanted to go and to eat something, Rabbi wrote to Lissa after 3 days of fasting. Amar le tzduki koya baba. So he said that tzduki is by the door. Amar, he said, v'yitnu b'varusi rosh. Rabbi said, but they put gall in my meal. Pasuk in Tehillim, Rashi says, Amar Rebbe al atzmo mikros, as I said about himself, b'su'uda nosten mara. Amar Lei, turns out, It's actually someone else, it's a different Tzaduki, and he says to him that Rebbe Mevaser Tovos Anilach. He said, I have good news for you. Lo Matzah Tshuva Yivcha. The enemy didn't found a response to you. V'nofam Agag V'meis. So he basically, so he killed himself, jumped off the roof. Rashi says, L'besof Ishtach Delav Ihu Hu. So Rabbi said, "You want to eat with me?" So the Tzuki said, "Sure." After eating the drink, Rabbi says to him, "Kosher bracha toshosa. You want to have the kosher bracha, you know, for brichas hamazon? Or boim zehuv matanotel? Or do you want to take 40 gold dinar instead?" Rashi says, "Schar arba brachos." For bracha, say amen afterwards. Amarlo kosher bracha, and Yisro says, you know, the kosher bracha. Yatsa basko amro. Everyone always came out and said, kosher bracha shavar barim zuvim. The kosher bracha is with 40 zuvim. And we see from this story that if one takes away for the brachas Muslim, someone, you have to pay him 40 gold in. Amar Yitzchak said, adain yeshel osa mishpacha ben gedol yomi. This family is Sarash Shel Mavasa, the one who told him this good news. Is still one of the Choshev families in Rome, the Koronosa Mishpachas Bar Luyanus, and their families are called the Bar Yulanus family. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Let's say you covered it, Kisov and Iskala, and it became uncovered. Let's say you covered it, Kisov and Iskala, if you covered the blood, and it became uncovered, you don't have to cover it again. Amar Lei, Rav Achabi, the Rav Ravashi. What's the difference between this and the mitzvah of Shos Aveda? You return something, but then it gets lost again. You got to return it again, even 100 times. So why should it have to be covered again? Over there, there's not a miut that said. It says you shall cover it, and implies that only one act of covering is what's relevant. After that, you're done. Then the next part of the Mishnah said, Kisau Aruach, let's say the wind covered it over, you got to do it yourself. Amar Rabbi Rechanam Rabbi Yochanan Loshan Elushachazim Neskal, they only taught this din where the blood became uncovered again. There was the wind covered it, but then became uncovered again. Amar Lochazim Neskal, but then became uncovered again. Padlam Echazim, you have to go and you have to cover it. Rashi is Hamachusav Amenu, it's covered. What do you want to do? You have to uncover it? No, you don't have to. Chazim Neskal, may have it, but hold up a second, when the blood gets uncovered by itself afterwards, what does it make a difference? Why should you have to do anything? This is already, it was rejected from being used for the mitzvah, and therefore it should be remained in the state of dichar. It says, itchilei mikisoi deha kisahov niskala padlam lechasa. So if it's covered and revealed, then it's better from having to cover it again. So here also, it should be, it was covered, so it's over. Rav Papa, Zosamer, saying, this tells you there's no such thing by mitzvahs. Right? This principle of permanent rejection applies to karbanos, not to mitzvahs. So even if this thing was at one time unfit for the mitzvah, once the cause of that rejection is gone, it's fit for the mitzvah again, you have to do it. My shtam held the tanya, why is this any different than we looked at a b'risa? Shokhet v'nivla dam b'karka chayiv l'chasas. If one shechs a chaya, you have a oaf. The blood was absorbed into the ground, he's chayiv to cover it. And she says, afal gav, the low chazav in this cover, but it didn't come uncovered again. So what's going on? Why is any different than this? No, hasam kisharishumo nika. There in the b'risa, we're talking about where there's a stain of the blood that's noticeable on the ground. But the Mishnah is talking about the case where the blood is completely gone by the stuff that the wind blows over it. Beautiful. Sakta makes Mishnah. What happens if you have the dam gets mixed up with other things? Dam shenis arba mayim gets mixed up with water. Im yesh bo maris dam chayv l'chasav. So it looks like dam. So it looks like it appears like it. Then you have to cover it. Nisav v'yayim gets mixed up with wine. Oh, which is red. And therefore, the red of the dam is not recognizable. The Roman no sokilu mayim. We look at it like it's water, meaning there's enough blood that the mixture that gives the amount in that mixture that to give the amount of water the appearance of dam, then you're going to be hard to cover it. But if not, then not. The sire b'dam of behema. Let's say the blood of got mixed up with the blood of a behema, which is achai. Rashi says the lav bar kisoy who verubo dam behema. The majority of it is behema. Beep, turned the page. Let's get mixed up with the blood of a chaya, which is not chayev in kisoy. Rashi says b'dam hekis shochay. It's just it was blood. That was blood. It was bloodlet. Even though it's from a chaya, it's still a bloodletting out the dukisa down the rashita. Rona sokilu mayim, we look at it like it's mayim, then we just figure out if it's the amount that would look like dam, then it's dam, and it's like water. That's just shein a toe and kisoy. That's a rona so kilu humayim, the imhaya hadam hazesh, shil shchitas. Hachaya va'of nikabo, lechem lechas, you have to cover it. If you don't remember, ain dam mevatel dam. Blood is not mevatel other blood. So min v'min is not batel. Only min v'eino mina is going to be batel. And so you're going to be chayv to cover the dam of the shechted chaya or oaf, even if it's not enough to give it the appearance of blood. Says the Gemara, dam anitas, blood that splatters. Well, it was common they would go and shecht by a pit. That loose earth on the bottom, so that the blood would drain onto the loose earth in this pit. And this is talking about the din that applies when the blood squirts a little bit further than, you know, from the place where it shechted and hits the hard earth outside of that pit. So if dam hanita, so it says chutz legum outside of that pit, b'shel asakim, the dam that's on the knife itself, chayv l'chatzos, you have to cover it. Am Rabbi Yehuda, im asai, when is this true? B'zman she'in sham dam elahu. There's no blood other than this, it's able to be dealt with. Avayesh sham dam shelo hu. But if there's blood other than this that can be covered, then patam lechasas your pater. You have to go and cover this particular dam. This isn't hold. You have to cover all of the dam of the animal. Says the Gemara. Tanara some revisions vachem dam shenisai b'mayim. You have the blood that gets mixed up with water before it's put in the zvech. Im yesh bo meres dam kosher. It was like dam. Rashi says this kosher lizrika. Nisai b'yan. If it gets mixed up with wine, the ronos okilu b'mayim. Look at it like it's in water. And what's going to be the case there? Nisai b'dam behima b'dam achaya. It falls into the dam of behima. Rashi says shochulin or b'dam achaya mamish to stam achulin shenay chulin. Ronos okilu b'mayim. We look at it again. The same thing as mayim. Rashi says l'dam apostle kilu b'mayim ve'im. Ahaya dam kosher nikarbo kosher. Then it can still be thrown as dam as it can be zrika sized. But if not, then it's mevatel the dam of that, and you can't throw it. Rabbi Huda Amar ain dam mevatel dam. Dam is not mevatel dam. Nothing doing over here. Says Gemara Rabbi Chia bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan lo shana lo shenafel mayim letoch dam. They taught that this. The blood mixed with the water is going to be okay to put in his bech, as long as it still looks like blood, only by the case where the water fell into the blood. Where in this case, as the water falls into the dam, each drop gets mevutal when it gets fallen, and therefore, even though the total amount of water that falls in is greater than that of the dam, it's still going to be thrown as zrika, you can zrika size, as long as it looks like dam. But if the blood falls into the water, mishan batel, then the water itself is going to be batel it with each drop that falls in. When it comes to kisoy dam, doesn't matter the order, blood into water into blood. In dichoy, it's a mitzvah, because there's no dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs, only by karbanos, like we said, not by mitzvahs. Amridom Shmuel, kol mara admumis. Blood that looks at any type of red, any type of shade of red, mechaprin, symptom mechaper through putting mizbech when it's the blood of a carbon. Umachshir, and it's also able to be machshir, you know, there's mukshir lekabotuma, it's machshir something, and vachayavin bikisoy. We know, they also have to do chayav bikisoy dam. We know that there's seven liquids that are machshir, and one of them is dam, and even if it's, it doesn't matter the shade. My kamasa, so what's the chiddush over here? Mechaper tanino. The fact that it's mechaper that we learned, chayav bikisoy, where we have a mishnah we said before. Chayav bikisoy tanino, the fact that it's has to be covered, we learn the mishnah also. So, and for the Gemara, machshir it's a chalei. We need it for the idea that it's mukshir l'kabotum. It's going to be mukshir some of the kabotum if it has a dam on it. Mukshir nami, that also we don't need. Because idam, akshir mukshir, if it is says of dam, then of course it's mukshir mukshir. Imay akshir mukshir. And even if it's water, it's mukshir mukshir. Yad shach dam, two of the things on those are blood and water. So both of them are going to be. No, lo tzricha shetidmu b'megishamim. It's necessary when or got mixed with the blood of rainwater, or the blood got mixed with rainwater. And that's not something, rainwater is not something that's going to be machshir l'kabotuma unless you wanted it for something. But blood, then even if you don't have intent for it, so if you just come to tell us that when it's mixed with the blood and the rainwater is red, then it's status of blood. Make some nami that also, given the shuk of Ramech Shavinu. Since one took it and poured it into a kli, that of the dam, clearly showing that he's machshir and he wants to use it, and therefore it should be mukshir l'kabotuma, even if it doesn't have the status of blood. Blood or water. No, we're talking about a case where the blood got mixed up together with the rainwater by itself, and no one did it himself. It fell directly into the kli that had blood in it. In that case, it had no intent to use rainwater, and that's shown us over here. And the mixer can mashal kabotama only if it has the status of dam. And what he's telling us that when it's any shade of red, it's considered like dam in reference to this din. Rav Asi Minharbil Omer, he says bitzlelta bidamar. He's just talking about like the liquid of the blood, even though blood itself is liquid, but we know that what happens is that when you have a blood that clots, so then you have like on the outer layer, like a little bit of moist, liquidy type of stuff over there. That stuff, if it's still red, then it's going to be machshir. And that's even that itself. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti Amar Anush Karis. Even that type of blood, that like liquid stuff around it, called blood serum, that itself is anush karis. Rashi says, "Ochel." Somebody goes and eats it. It's gonna be chayav karis. It's dam. Vutik is gazayas. That's all there is gazayas. Rashi says, "Dam gamor." Rashi satana. Metam me'ol. The blood serum is gonna be metame also tumas olim. Rashi says, "Kol zman shishbo maris dam." Im shel mesu, which from a mace, and it was maris dam. Vutik ravias, but that has to be ravias. Rashi says, "Men adam." Gamor vehu shiur l'tumas oel duksev al nefesh meis v'shir avias hanishma tluya avias hanishma tluya. Yeah, pretty straightforward. Because that's be shiur tumas oel. There's al nefesh meis v'shir avias hanishma tluya. That's be orvias. Tonight, awesome. Switch your root to the word. It's a price, actually. Kol mashke hameis tarim. All liquids that come from a dead body are tahor. Rashi's kagon dimeis. Dimas eno v'chalav isha. Let's say tears come out of the eyes. Or the chalav of an isha, that stuff is going to be tar, puts me damo, except for the blood. Blood comes out, that ain't going to be tar. Sorry about that, it's going to be a problem. V'chol mara admume shabo metambo. And the blood serum, any shade is going to be metambo tumas. Oh, well, just like the blood itself. Hamashka hameis tarin. Is that really true? This, all the liquids that come out are going to be tar? Except for the dam or a menu, but we have another mishnah that seems to analog in Tful Yom. Bashke Tful Yom kemashkin shenogea behen. The liquids that come into Tful Yom are like the liquids that he touches. Rashi says also mashkin yosem min arein kemashkin shenogea behen. That clearly they're going to be tummy. Beep, turn the page. Pichasim and Aleph. Ve'ilu ein metamin. One second, let's take one step back. We're talking about a tful yom, not a dead body. Mashke tful yom, kamashke shenogeben. And on that, it says, ve'elu ve'elu, ein metamin. Both these liquids and those liquids are not going to be metame foods through touching it. Just like the liquids that a tful yom touches are not affected by the contact of the, and they're totally tahor. So to the tful yom's stuff that comes out of him are completely tahor. And the Torah is not giving any tumah to this tful yom's stuff that's coming out. And there's no gezerah for such a thing becoming tummy. Shah kol mashkim, and in reference to all other types of tumah, bin kal and bin chamur, and whether they are kal or they are chamur, mashkin yotzeim hem kemashkin ugeim ehen. Liquids that come out from them are like liquids that touch them, ve'elu ve'elu tchila, and both of them become a tchila, which is, you know, the starting point of tumah. Rashi says, shafilu sheni mitame mashkin liyos tchila, kede tenan kol aposel zachuma, tenu sheni mitame mashkin, ve'oso son tchila, chutz minat ful yom. Tchila means a rishon latame sheni, ve'asheni shlishi. That applies to every all liquids, chutzman and mashkishu avatumah, that come from the different types of tumah, except the liquid that's an avatumah on a doraisa dika level. My kalin or my chamorin, what does this mean? What, which are the sources that are considered a kal, of Tuma, and those enemas of a severe degree. My love, Kalin Sheretz Vizav, is saying that those that are light, is talking about a Sheretz Zav, a Chamur and Mace, and those that are severe are talking about a dead body. So we see that the liquids are coming out of a dead body are Tame. Somewhere low, Kalin Sheretz, the light degree of Tuma, is talking about a Sheretz, Vichamur and Zav, it's talking about a Zav. There's something coming out of Zav, and the Sheretz are going to be Tame, but when it comes to the dead bodies, they're going to be Tahor. Maishna Zav, the Gazer be Rabbanon, or Maishna Mace, the Logazer Rabbanon. That's crazy. By a Zav, you're more making than by a Mace. Then it's in the Gemara that Zav, the Lo Bedili Inchemine, because a Zav, people don't stay away from such people. They don't stay away from a Zav. Why would they stay away from it? Rashi says, Lefshu Chai, Lo Bedili Inchemine, Voshen Unika, look, everyone knows it. So Gazer be Rabbanon, there were goes with this person to make things that are Tame, so we're going to be more careful with that. Mace to Bedili Inchemine, when it comes to dead body, people stay away from Lo Gazer be Rabbanon. They are not Gozer about it, and therefore that things are going to be Tame, therefore they remain Tahor. Now, the last part of Mishnah we said is that dam hanita is v'shal sakan, the dam that gets splattered about and the blood that's on the knife over there, you have to go and cover it. Tanu rabbanan v'chisau, when the Torah says you got to cover it, malamit shadam hanita is v'shal sakan, chayim l'chatz you got to cover that also. Amar Yehuda, he says, Amos, what is that true? B'sman she'ein sham dam elahu, that's the only dam that there is. Aval yeh sham dam shalohu, if there's other dam that's not that, so then put them l'chatz, as you put them from covering, because you already covered the other dam. Tanya yidachan, Rabbi says, this v'chisau, is this, and you know, you have to go and cover the dam. You have to cover all the blood. The blood that gets splattered, it's on the walls of the animal itself, has to be covered as well. You got to cover that stuff. Ugh. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that's where you didn't cover the dam and nefesh, the lifeblood of Abakisa dam and nefesh. If you covered the lifeblood, then patam lechas is your patam from covering this other dam that's there. Rashi says, "V'shalosh machlokes hasein rabbanon savri kuli boyikisoi." Rabbanon say you have to cover it all. Rabbi Yehuda afilu dam and nefesh lo boyikisoi. You don't have to cover that as long as you cover some. Ela miktasa a little bit. Ketuketani dam and nitzas patam lechasosa. Lechasas v'afilu dam and nefesh. Mavat sheyah dam sham sham dam acher. Rabbanon Rabbi Shimon Gamliel dam shan nefesh kuli boyikisoi. The dam nefesh all of it needs to be covered. Okay, but my kamifli, what exactly is my machlokas? Rabbanan savri damo kol damo. It's got to be all the blood. Rabbi Yehuda savri damo afilu mixas damo, even a little bit of damo. Shimon Gamliel savri damo miyuchad, which means its blood means the unique blood. It's a life blood. All that's got to be covered. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.